Humbug.
And there's our co-host.
What? Scratch that. Edit that out. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that was kind of a stupid joke. I see your point.
So, welcome once again to the Corrupting Children Hour with Joe and Eric and Joe's daughter, the soon-to-be arrested at some point because of her filthy, filthy mouth that she will inherit from her father, Stella Moran.
DCH, I like that.
DC, yeah.
The Corrupting Children's Hour.
Yeah.
It could be like Uncle Floyd.
Yeah, what was that from? Why do I know Uncle Floyd?
From the TV show.
What TV show? Which – there's an actual Floyd show? No, that's from something.
No, well, actually, you weren't – well, you didn't grow up in New Jersey, so you might –
No, but I got – see, we had this conversation here in Ithaca a few weeks ago. Growing up where I did, I got Channel 11 WPIX. I got Channel 5. I got Channel 9. I got all the good New York stations anyway.
Yeah, but this wasn't on one of those.
Oh, was this on a network out of
New
York?
This was on like New Jersey PBS station, like a low power thing out I can't remember the call. Well, this is another job for Wikipedia, but it was basically like one of these like ninth tier UHF stations, Channel 68 if memory serves. And it was on in the 70s, the late 70s.
Uncle
Floyd. And it was Uncle Floyd, the Uncle Floyd show.
Terrified. What have you done? Don't mention Uncle Floyd.
Well, you'd be terrified too if I was describing a man wearing a bow tie and a plaid jacket.
Dude, that is every episode of Doctor Who right there.
Is it?
Well, it's kind of – it's more of a herringbone.
Well, that's different. I'm talking about like a plaid jacket like what a well-dressed clown would wear.
Oh. Yeah, that sounds like every episode of Doctor Who.
Yeah, okay.
Uncle Floyd had a sonic screwdriver. Tell me what I hate. What?
AT&T.
That's an easy target, though.
Oh. Well, as a T-Mobile customer, I have renewed hatred for them.
Yeah, but they haven't done anything yet to make you hate them.
They're trying to buy my provider.
Well, yeah, but
they're ensuring that my service sucks and costs more in the future.
I'm sure that our federal government will prevent that from happening because they don't allow monopolies in this country, you know.
Yes, but they allow duopolies.
Oh, that's true. They allow duopolies. And there are monopolies, you know, in every location where you have cable modems and, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, plus
mini monopolies.
Yeah, plus I'm sure it's going to go through because did you hear the rap on that? Apparently there's a clause in the contract that if the deal doesn't go through, that AT&T has to pay T-Mobile like $6 billion and give up a lot of its spectrum. So basically they made sure that the terms of – you know, the consequences of the deal not going through are so onerous that they'll – you know,
it's going to go – to AT&T. I mean, you know, it's a tough shit to them, right? I mean, if – I mean, it's not going to – $6 billion is not going to put them under.
Well, yeah. I mean, $6 billion?
How much are they paying for T-Mobile?
I don't know. But just to give you a sense of, you know, contrast, Microsoft just paid $8.5 billion for Skype, and that was considered, you know, an overpayment. But that's – that basically means that they'll essentially pay and not – you know, that's like – that's – you know what that is? That's the corporate version of the early termination fee. So you're paying the money anyway, but you're not getting what you buying.
That's true.
You know?
Very true. God damn it. All right. Well, then I'll hate on AT&T for more than just the fact that their coverage sucks.
I said Skype's been really shitty on me lately. It froze up on me last night, and it crashed on me this morning. It wouldn't restart. I had to reboot my system to get it going. Then I started it, and it said everybody was offline, which clearly wasn't true.
Everybody? The whole planet?
Everybody in my contact list.
You know, I feel like that's almost possible because I have many days where I've signed on, and there's nobody I know.
No way.
But yeah, for everybody, that'd be kind of crazy.
And not on a Tuesday morning at, you know, 9 o'clock. So.
Well, you know what that is? That's Microsoft. They fucked it up already.
Ready?
No.
See, I don't have a problem with you would think I would, but I don't have a problem with Microsoft buying Skype.
Well, it makes a fuckload more sense than eBay.
Yeah, that was idiotic. Remember that? Like,
yeah.
The rationale for that is like, oh, well, you know, when you buy or sell a product, you'll be able to Skype somebody as if people sit there in front of the computer while auctions are,
yeah,
you know, and then like it's enough of an inconvenience to have to answer some dipshit's email about your auction. You're going to talk to them live. Yeah.
Yeah. That was not a well thought out purchase. Was Meg Whitman still in charge back then?
Sure as hell was, and I'll be willing to bet that she drove the whole thing.
Well, that says a lot about why she is now the top political candidate. Oh, wait, no, she's not.
Not.
Yeah.
No, she's not. But I'll tell you what, if she had won, at least California would have had a governor that didn't shtup his housekeeper.
Why, does the current one shtup his housekeeper too?
No, not the current one. Who is the current governor of California? Is it
Ray Davis? No. Who's the other one that used to be
Ray Davis? Hello?
That's Gray Davis is the only previous California governor name that came to mind. Jerry Brown, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
2003 called. They want their reference back.
You know why? I wouldn't even know Gray Davis if it was not mentioned in that weird movie that Bruce Willis did with Michelle Pfeiffer. That's the only joke I remember from that whole movie.
Huh?
There's a movie with Bruce Willis and Michelle Pfeiffer that I think was directed by Rob Reiner.
Huh?
And there's a scene in it that's in the trailer. I might not have even seen the movie. I might have only seen this in the trailer where they're at couples counseling and they're talking to their couples counselor who has like this patch on his forehead, like a Gorbachev patch, except it's shaped like the state of California. So they're just mesmerized by it. They stare at the patch on his forehead. And whenever he asks them any questions, they say things like, Governor Gray Davis. You know, that's it. I mean, that's the joke.
Really? Yeah. Is this like an actual movie? Like,
it's a real movie, yes.
Like a real movie?
It's a real movie.
Like a real movie that was made by like movie people that you can actually like rent or
– Yes.
It's not like on YouTube or on some guy's website.
It is a real movie. I will IMDb it right now just to prove it to you. Bruce Willis.
I believe you.
Like 19 – oh, I wish I could remember the name of it. It's called Ocean's 12. No, that's not right. It was before. I think it might even be before The Sixth Sense, which was 99. So let's
see. Wait, so it's from the 90s?
I think maybe, yeah.
Oh, I guess, yeah, because Gray Davis, when was he elected? I guess in the 90s.
I have no – God, I don't even know who Gray Davis is outside of this one joke, man. I just – you know, that's what kills me.
I think he's Ann B. Davis's brother because they pretty much look the same.
Really?
It's true. Look him up.
Ann B. Davis. Is Ann B. Davis still alive?
I believe so. Accessing.
I don't know how to spell Pfeiffer. That's a problem.
P-F-E-I-F-F-E-R or I before E?
I think it's – I did I before E, but I'm going to do E-I.
Yeah, she's – Ann B. Davis is alive.
Is she really? She must be how old?
Born 1926 in Schenectady.
Boom. The Story of Us, 1999, Rob Reiner – Bruce Willis, Michelle Pfeiffer, and I even got the trailer right here.
Wow. Okay.
IMDb. I don't mess around with my memory. When it works, occasionally I need to be like strong and prove things. That's
And here's something else for you to commit to your iron trap memory.
Please, yeah.
The fill B it. In Ann B. Davis stands for Bradford.
Bradford?
Evidently.
That's not good.
She's 85 years old.
I thought you were going to say Beatrice. I really did.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. Or Beverly or Barbara or Bah Humbug.
And there's our co-host.
What? Scratch that. Edit that out. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of a stupid joke. I see your point.
Here's a fun skin tag story from my friend Dan. He will probably be very upset. I'm going to tell the world this thing, but it's fucking
hilarious. Dan Activision?
No, Dan, another Dan, the guy who cooked the turducken at my house last Thanksgiving. Dan's a big guy, sweetest guy in the world. but he, you know, he looks like you—you's not a guy you want to meet in a, you know, in a dark alleyway. He's, you know, he's big, and
especially since he's quite adept at stuffing life forms into other life forms.
He actually has put one kind of bird into another kind of bird, and then into another kind of bird. And made them delicious. So that's some high skill.
It's kind of like a real-life version of Angry Birds, but without the deliciousness.
So he told us this story one night that had us all dying. I will try to do it justice because I'll probably get it wrong. But he had a skin tag, okay? And we're all men. We're over 35. We've all got skin tags somewhere that we don't like to tell people about. He apparently had this one that was, I don't know, I want to say it was like in his groinal area. So he couldn't really get to it too well, so he asked his wife to try to do something with it. And what they decided to do was tie a string around it and basically kill it there.
This is a made-up story.
This is not – if it's made up, they both had this the same deets. So they apparently –
this is like Guantanamo Bay shit.
His wife goes down, ties a string to it, and I think they used dental floss. I'm not going to swear to it, but I think that was like the thinnest thing they could find. Just, you know, ties a knot around it. And then they, like, kind of let it – I think they gave it a few days to let it kind of die off or whatever. I mean, I don't even know if it's vascular or not. I've seen them that are and seen them that aren't.
It's like, got to be, right? It has to have at least capillaries. Otherwise, how would it stay alive?
So I guess to be vascular, it's got to be more so. I don't know. I don't really know. Okay. What am I, a doctor? I'm just – so what they do is they go down with another string. First one, you know, they take it off and – Or they're gonna they want to get rid of it finally. She goes down there with a string, and maybe this all happened the first time. I might not be getting the story right, but the point is that she goes.
I hope to God you're not.
She goes down there with the string. She ties it a little loop. She gets down there. She puts the loop over the skin tag, and then she grabs both ends of the string, pulls it, and yanks, and it like guillotines.
Shudder.
The skin tag. Now, apparently this one was at least had nerve endings. So Dan likes to say, the pain was so excruciating, I saw tears squirt out of my eyes like venom, straight ahead, and cried.
Oh.
Just like, and, you know, it's hard to picture this guy weeping and falling over in pain from anything. But yes, the removal of a skin tag can do that.
I've heard of string theory, but that's ridiculous.
the skin tag string theory.
That's right up there with like, what's this thing on my arm? Let me gouge it out.
All right. I feel terrible that I told that story, but I'm totally going to put it on the internet because it needs to be told.
I was going to say, you better clear it with him because, as you know, he is quite adept at
– That's right.
Making life forms integrate with each other, much like the human centipede.
He could make a human centipede.
Yeah.
Though he'd be more.
You might find yourself made into said centipede.
He's more likely to make a human turducken. So what would that be? A Hugh-ducken.
Or a Ter-Hugh-en? Ter-human? Turd-human?
I guess it depends on where the human comes in.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely some turd involved if it's a
human centipede. One way or the other, you can't avoid the turd.
That's right. Have you seen the movie yet?
I told you. I fast-forward through it on Netflix just because I wanted to see.
So you did. So you saw the grossest stuff.
Yeah. I basically got to the most effed up parts.
Did you see – apparently – this is Dan's favorite part is to mimic the doctor who just like starts screaming when the first guy starts to take a dump. He starts screaming, "Feed her!"
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god, that's the worst thing I've ever.
Yeah, and the thing is, when as you know, but as the listeners don't know, when I saw that South Park spoof of it,
Human Sentai
iPad, I had no idea that this was an actual movie. I just thought it was funny enough that somebody had like a iPad stuck to their butt and was sewed to other people. And then I watched this movie and I didn't even think – I thought it was going to be some low budget – I mean I guess it was pretty low budget, but it was like much more polished and theatrical than I expected it to be. I can't imagine how something like that got made.
And the trailer for the second one, the sequel, is already available. So
really? This is a sequel?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? With the buzz that that first one got? I mean,
see, those movies make like Saw or Hostel or those other freaky movies seem like Pixar films.
Yes.
You know?
You know, isn't it amazing to think in a few years' time, when your daughter is old enough to start watching horror films, Saw will seem quaint.
Yeah.
Just like – I mean, think of like making a kid watch Dracula or Frankenstein, the original Universal once today. They'd be bored out of their skull.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. It's all in the context of the time you grow up in.
Yeah. Really?
And see, now Oprah's not around to save us from this filth.
Oh, I know. I think what the goal should be for parents, especially you as a parent, is to raise your child as if it is still the 1940s. Do away with all that fancy technology and that cable coming into your house and just go right back to, you know, rotary dial phones and saying Klondike 569 when you make a phone call.
And gather around the AM radio to listen to Little Abner at
exactly,
night.
Exactly, yes. The radio addresses of President Roosevelt / Obama. And
gather around, Ma. Stay a little good. Listen to the fireside chat.
I think that's an excellent idea. Parenting!
I think I'd rather be on Facebook 24/7.
Oh, he works in the Facebook jab. 1-2 to the face. Punch.
My mother was telling me about people that are like on her. She's trying to get into Facebook despite my, you know, admonitions. And she's constantly telling me these stories about some people that are on her friends list that are always on Facebook.
Yes.
You know, like they literally – like she sends something and like instant response. And I'm like, that's not surprising.
Yeah, I'm like that because I get a
– No, you're not. You're not on Facebook all the time.
I am.
You check into it regularly.
No. But see, if somebody sends me something or comments on something on my Facebook, I get an alert on my phone. So I can jump on it and make a comment back instantly.
Well, I think the people she's talking about, I'm fairly certain they don't get Facebook on their phone.
They
I'm
are.
I'm sure they're sitting at a computer logged into the Facebook website.
My good friend Giff, who I graduated college with, visited last night, and we were sitting at a bar drinking, and he's like – and he's a college professor, and he's like, I tell my students, don't you text me. If you have to do anything to get in touch, you call and leave a voicemail message or send an email. And I was like, okay, professor, grandpa, you know. I mean, he won't get a smartphone, and he's like, I'm not paying $30 a month for data. I already pay $10, and I can't even get on Facebook on my phone. And I'm like,
can I recommend T-Mobile where it's only $20 a month?
Oh, yeah, T-Mobile. Yeah, maybe if they got a decent smartphone that wasn't Windows 7. Actually, Windows 7, the up-and-comer. Did I tell you this?
No.
In the PC Mag survey that we just finished on mobile phones, the platform that is the second highest rated after iOS is Windows Phone 7.
Oh, I believe it.
I don't believe it at all. I refuse to believe it. It's crazy.
No, it's not.
No, I don't want Microsoft to go back to being big on phones. They already have the desktop.
Well, they never were.
They're big enough. I mean, you know, there was
Windows Mobile. I mean, let's put it this way. Back when they had dominant market share, nobody had smartphones. True. It was only like a geek thing or an IT thing or like a business corporate thing.
BlackBerry and I guess they were all kind of really sucky.
Yeah, they never had a command. So, you know, one of the areas where they never really did have, you know, purchase with the masses, and they still don't. But this guy, you know, once the Nokia thing kicks in, you watch. They're gonna be like, I think on par with iPhone and Android.
Man, hopefully they'll build Skype into it. And
oh, they definitely will.
Yeah,
and they better, because that's the one. That's there's a couple of things I miss on my phone right now, and Skype is definitely one of them.
They better not take Skype off of the other platforms.
No, well, supposedly I did a news story on this, and supposedly they've, you know, committed to keeping it up on non-Windows platforms. So, you know, whether that actually happens or not. I'm looking forward to Skype coming on the Xbox.
That will actually be kind of cool. Do you need a Kinect, though, for that to work? It sounds like you might.
I'm going to assume yes, because there is, as you know, that old camera that they had.
Which I have, you know, and I used once.
Right, and I think I used it like thrice.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's still active or being made anymore. So I'm going to tell you, you're going to need the Kinect.
Figures.
But that would, I mean, when that happens, I'll get my mother an Xbox, because it would be nice to have
Skype as a living room phenomenon. I mean, you can now, depending on certain TVs, have Skype as an option, but...
Hey, in 3 years from now, you figure if Hulu has the preponderance of TV shows, Netflix has, you know, better movie selection, you get Skype on there, you know, basically, yeah, your living room becomes the living room again for not just the TV, but actually to talk to people.
Yeah.
And then again, we are still living in a world where probably 90% of people don't want to be seen when they're talking on the phone.
That is true.
You know, FaceTime is good and all that, but... I know lots of people with iPhone 4s, and I've used FaceTime exactly twice. Mm. So, you know, that's, you know, says a lot.
Well, it would come in handy for me to talk to my sister and my mother mainly.
Well, you know, and that's what it boils down to is with Skype. It's, like, great for that showing off the baby and great for talking to people overseas. You know, my girlfriend's family uses it because her brother is in Afghanistan. And so they, you know, they – well, I don't think they've talked to him in a while there, just probably because of connection issues and timing. But still, it's an option, and that's fantastic. I know my friend Bill, when he used to be in Germany for 3 years, that's how he talked to his mom and dad back home.
Mm-hmm.
And without the video, even. I think that was just back all audio. So
Yeah.
Once again, Skype, loving it. I wish I had $8 billion. I'd have bought it.
Yeah. And it doesn't cost us anything. So, Stella, could you please stop eating me?
Oh, no, no. Eat your father. That's what you get for feeding her infants.
Yeah.
What was that stuff called? Infilimet?
Enfamil Nitramigen.
Infamil Nitramigen.
It's actually Enfamil, so.
Enfamil. Yeah, that's just a
– I guess it's not infants. It's like entity.
It's a subtle way of changing it, much like Soylent was not meant to be known as human.
Right.
I don't know. Where did the word Soylent
or much like
come from?
I'm not sure.
I mean, it's...
From soy?
So, now, see, humans are not made of soy. We're made mostly from canola oil, I believe. No, that's just me.
Oh, yeah.
That's Wesson oil. I
thought you'd be more like peanut oil.
Yeah. It depends on the time of year. If it's around Thanksgiving and people are deep-frying turkeys, it's peanut oil.
Stella!
You know, back in the 70s, it was all Florence Henderson Wesson oil.
That's right. I do recall that I've seen photos of you from the time that you did have a high degree of Wessonality.
Oh, I did. It was mostly in my hair.
Yeah, speaking of.
I slicked it back. My dad would say, that kid uses a lot of dippity-doo. But the truth was, I just ate a lot of fried chicken.
I was watching, I guess it was Nick or something, a few weeks ago during one of my regular bouts of insomnia, and I saw like one of the earliest episodes of Brady Bunch, like from the 60s or 69 or 68 it might have been. I think they were even in black and white.
I don't think it started that early. It might have been. No, there was no black and white.
The pilot was – it was 69. It started in 69.
No shit. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, right. Maybe I imagined the black and white part, but it was like – it was indistinguishable from the show that I know, which is like the 73, 74 onward thing.
And that, can you believe that show was only on for 5 years? That's
really?
Yeah. I mean September of 69 to March of 74, so really only 4.5 years. I guess 5 years.
Oh, yeah, 69 to 74.
And so that means all of those repeats that we used to see – I mean, they must have trotted out a million. And they only did like 25 episodes a season, give or take. So there's less than 125 episodes.
117.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And then they had to get to Cousin Oliver. That's how bad things got by 74.
Oh, I don't even remember that, fortunately.
You don't know Cousin Oliver's a legend.
Really?
By the time 74 rolled around and the littlest kids were not getting out of the cute stage and like – you know, Cindy was kind of getting ugged up and, you know, and she's like 12 and pimply and, you know, they're like, we need to bring in a cutie pie. So it's more like, you know, the old days. And so they go and they get this kid, 9-year-old Robbie Rist was the name of the actor.
6 episodes.
Yeah. That's like that was like one of those legendary things, you know, back in the day, like, remember when Happy Days like recast everybody in the final 3 or 4 years? And it was like Ted McGinley and You know,
I was just thinking horrible. That this Oliver is kind of like would basically be like the proto Brian Bonsall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's 100% right. And see, nowadays that was the thing to do back then. Your show was still hot and you kept it going by replacing people and putting in new things that no one liked. Whereas today they'll just throw money at the stars.
Right.
Just keep them going. Though, not always the case. Apparently, on House this past year, like they just finished contract negotiations for everybody for the 8th season of House, and Cuddy is not coming back because
who?
They Cuddy, Dr.
I don't
Cuddy,
know who that is.
That's the woman that House was in love with.
Oh, okay.
She's leaving the show because they tried to give her a pay cut.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say
a pay cut.
Pay cut. That's what I read. So wow. I'd say F you very much too. You know, so long.
Wow. It's yeah, like, I mean, there's other instances like that. Like, for example, I understand that Two and a Half Men is being taken over by somebody named Ashton Kutcher.
What? No, come on. Charlie Sheen would never leave that show. It's too a gig.
He makes that show.
And
he's like that show without Charlie Sheen is like a tiger without its blood.
You know what? You know what I think of when I think of Two and a Half Men with Charlie Sheen?
Skin tags?
Winning skin tags. Like you win more of them. And they cover your flesh.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll call it good on another action-packed episode of...
action-packed, fun-filled, chock-full of info.
Chock-full of something.
Skin tags.
Another edition of Harming Your... What did I call it? Children of Abuse Hour?
No, CCM. The Children's...
Children.
Gosh, did we forget it already?
We are
old.
Children Maiming Hour. Maiming? No.
No. CCM. Children. And the scary thing is, like, we could just go back and listen to it, but.
Oh, yeah, we're not going
to. We're here
that.
Trying to figure it out. CCM. No, CCH. Children's something hour. CCH Pounder?
Yes, CCH Pounder.
Okay.
That's exactly it. I'm going to go with that.
That must be it. That's the only CCH I can remember.
I like her.
Yes.
She should do more TV. Actually, she's on a show now that I don't watch, so forget that. I guess I should.
I was. Oh, this is for another time.
No, tell me.
I was reading. Did I send it to you? I was reading something from
The New Yorker. Stella read it.
It was an article about Louis C.K.
Oh no, you didn't send me that. Please do.
Oh, okay. And it was something about I forget. They were talking about, you know, how he got the show on FX and
which is one of the greatest shows on TV right now, by the way.
Oh yeah, definitely. Although he did badmouth Community and 30 Rock.
All right, he can suck a dick then.
He can,
as my friends like to say, he can eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah. But first he has to suck on them.
Yes. Like a lot of
he can eat them.
Yes.
All right. So he was saying that he used The Shield as an example of an amazing show.
Yes.
And then he's like, yeah, but, you know, whatever happened to those guys? They're all back to, you know, pumping gas or whatever. And and then he used what's his name as an example?
The Commish?
Dutch. No, Dutch.
Jeff.
And like, whatever happened to that guy? I'm like, well, he was on, like, Burn Notice like 5 times.
And he's on Sons of Anarchy, too.
There you go.
No, that guy's got a good thing going. He doesn't need to really work again.
Yeah, it's like once you're on this show like that, 7 seasons and residuals, then you know, you can pretty much be doing PSAs.
I will fucking sell The Shield and The Wire on DVD for the rest of my life, you know, personally, because those shows were that good.
Yeah.
And Jay Karnes is amazing on The Shield. Awesome. Yeah. One of the greatest characters ever.
Definitely.
So I don't know. All right, Louis. You know, that's a little weird. Did he badmouth Parks and Rec?
No.
Yeah, notice that, because he was making out with Amy Poehler on Parks and Rec, so that's okay, apparently.
And I should say he badmouthed them, but like, he kind of did. I mean, he basically just said that they were so, like, cool and referential.
They are. You know? They're cool and they're
right, but like he felt that's trying too hard, man.
It does, you know, it does make a show less timeless. Like, I've been watching that new show, Happy Endings, which I think you've been watching also, which is another one of the thousands of knockoffs of Friends that the networks are so desperate to have. Let's get six people together will make them, you know, most of them white. And now to change it up, since it's not the 90s anymore, one of them will be black and one of them will be gay.
Right.
You know? And okay. And it's still just Friends, but at least it's relatively funny.
It's pretty funny. I never watched Friends, but yeah. Happy Ending, I find that show funny.
And ABC is doing this douche nozzle business where the last two episodes, like episodes 12 and 13, obviously were supposed to come right after the pilot. Entirely reference the pilot, you know, the big happening in the pilot, which is when one of the main characters walked out on the other main character in their wedding.
We're going off on a tangent here, but I was just watching episode 9 last night. I obtained the first 9 episodes.
I don't know how you do that.
It's like some kind of thing where you press something and then the episodes
magic.
Come out.
It's magic.
But
magic.
Yeah. But I noticed that too, because there was a show – there was an episode that we watched over the air. Like we caught a bit and piece of it like a few weeks ago, which kind of made us wise to the show. That wasn't anywhere in the – that episode wasn't anywhere in the ones I grabbed, number one, which was odd. And then the second thing is this episode 9 clearly came after the pilot, like blatantly came after the pilot. And apparently there's actually 14 episodes they shot.
Yeah. I mean,
and they've only
two more
showed
to go.
11. Yeah. No, they've only showed 11.
Oh, all right. 3 more to go.
And that's not on the schedule for the next 2 weeks at least. So I don't know if they're going to play games with that. They better renew that show.
Yeah, they did. Actually, it is renewed.
Oh, they did. Okay, good.
Yes. You know, whereas the other knockoff of the year, Couples, or Perfect Couples, that got killed.
Yeah, that was a good show, too.
Despite Olivia Munn, you know. Though they got to let – Olivia Munn has to be in a show, and she's got to be herself. She's got to be the freaky, letting her freak flag fly, because she's like, you know, playing buttoned up. That's no good.
Yeah. But what does it say about us as 40-year-old men that we are into shows like that are about people that are at least 10 years younger than us?
It means that we are desperate to recapture our childhood.
Okay.
I mean,
because I never lived in a, you know, loft in Chicago, you know.
We all do. Everybody wants to. See, that's the thing. That, like, those people live the life. Some of them are successful lawyers, and they never go to work. They're in TV shows where it's all about hanging out with their friends, you know?
Right.
I mean, I'm as close to living that life now as I have ever been in my entire life, and I still don't get out as much as people on TV do, and I certainly don't. Actually, I got to admit, I do live a very quippy life. I mean, it's, you know, if – when I hang out with my friends, it's all about saying the funniest thing that humanly possible and or a fart joke. So
see, now somebody needs to be filming that shit.
Yes.
And they got some beautiful episodic web TV.
That's true.
I'm telling you.
I should do. What would I call
it? You should do it.
Happy Endings?
Figure out what to call it later.
Perfect Endings? How about Happy Couples? No, none of those things are probably
call
true.
It.
Because by the
call
time
it.
Everybody goes home, it's just, you know what we'll call it? Sadness. No, that's wrong. My friends are awesome. They're never
call it
bad.
Something like Turd Nuggets O' Wisdom.
And there we have a name
for
this
that.
Episode of Facts Are Meaningless.
You could use that royalty free.
All right. Then let's call it a day on this episode.
But not you, people.
Turd Nuggets of Wisdom.
I'll sue you.
The rest of you cannot use that. I'm going to put it on this podcast. That'll show them.
Yeah.
All right. Joseph, it's been a pleasure. Please tell Stella I said thank you for her input.
Stella, Eric says thank you for your input.
She's asleep?
No. She's examining the intricacies of a paper towel.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's delicious, too.
Yeah.
Don't get any infant on it.
So absorbent.
Okay. It's been a pleasure. Please tune in again in any time from 1 week to 1 month to 2 months for the next episode of Facts Are Meaningless. We really don't have a schedule because we don't care that much.